Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. We're live 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live. We don't take off Thanksgiving, Christmas. I think we've had a live show produced every day that we've been on the air, because our Sunday show is relatively new. It's only like 4 years old. But every day for like 5 or 6 years. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, no best ofs, none of that stuff. Free Talk Live, we mean it when we say Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, and we will be live 7 nights a week, 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time.
There are not a lot of other shows that can make that claim.
No, not very many, I wouldn't say. The ranks of talk radio, they keep on thinning, you know. Dennis Miller, he's out now.
Really?
Yep. He's stopped doing his program and basically is recorded now. And there was several of them that dropped out at the beginning of the year. It's amazing. They just keep on thinning.
Yep.
One thing I've also said about Free Talk Live, I expect us to be on top simply because we're younger.
That's true, too.
If you're watching on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you just got to watch Ian walk by in his underpants. 855-450-3733. That'll spike the cam. 855-450-FREE at cam.freetalklive.com. There.
See that, or you watch Cam viewership just drop off the cliff.
There he is, walking by. Popsicle sticks for legs.
What's disturbing to me is that those...
That's not disturbing?
No. What's disturbing to me, particularly makes that more disturbing, is that those boxers that he was wearing match a hoodie he owns.
Oh, yeah. He really loves that pattern of cassette tapes that he... cam.freetalklive.com. There, we also have a chat room where you can chit-chat with people, if that's what you want to do. So, I got nothing to do with what happens in that room, okay? That's your business, not mine. Daylight savings time just occurred, and this is a special little axe I've got to grind, because I do think that you can sort of design the clock around, well, what works for you and what doesn't work for you, but I think it's really silly to kind of get everybody together to jump the clock forward and pull it back and that sort of thing. Now,
what percentage of the world actually observes daylight savings time?
You'd have to look that up yourself. I couldn't really tell you that. But I do know that 49 states do it. So, and I would say that most of the English-speaking world does. I know that they do over in England. But I couldn't say what percentage of the world uses daylight savings time is, anyway, let me go on here with daylight savings time. I was trying to look that up for you, but I just can't type it at the same time. So, anyway, what I wanted to see was, I think this is important, is it valuable? So there's sort of the ethereal things with kids and school and the time of day and all that stuff. But a lot of people will advocate it for energy in savings. Hey, if we get people going at the right times, they'll use less energy or more energy. And it makes sense if you sort of make an argument, but apparently we have evidence now. So there's a state that recently went from daylight savings from not having daylight savings time to daylight savings time. That state is Indiana. For some reason, they just had to have this glorious thing called daylight savings time that the rest of us had. And I imagine it was pretty difficult if you're living in Richmond there, right on the border of Ohio and Kentucky, and everybody else is, and say you've got a business meeting across the river in Covington. You're like, oh, I got to, head on over into Covington. I got a business meeting at 5 p.m. Well, it turns out somebody's been waiting for you for an hour, or they won't be there for an hour, depending on the situation. That's got to kind of be frustrating. I get it. But I just don't understand. So here we go with the energy savings that was supposed to have been had. The history of daylight savings time has been long and controversial. This is from the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Can I derail you again?
If you must.
So I want to just show you this.
Okay, I'm looking.
I'll hold it in front of the cam for the people who spiked
it's,
in.
It's a. Somebody must have said Google because now it's printing everything I've said.
Oh yeah, okay.
So
that's horrible.
I see a map that's largely blue in the United States and Europe. But most of the world not. So daylight savings time has been dropped in most of the geographic world, including Russia, China, India. So there's as far as population goes, you've pretty much got the population centers.
It's just certainly interesting that a lot of the world seems to be dropping daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Like, they're giving up on it, except for the United States, you know, well, parts of Australia and South America.
The United States won't give up on imperial measurements either.
Right.
I mean, why in the world are we still using feet and pounds?
Right.
When we have a far superior system called the metric system. Why miles?
Right.
5,280 feet? Who came up with this crap? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But God knows they tried, and Jimmy Carter tried. He tried to switch the country to metrics. I think you just have to pull the signs down and tell everybody this is how things are going to be. I mean, this is one area where I would go totally totalitarian on somebody. I'd be like, if I was king for a day, we would rip down every single government sign that used some kind of imperial measurement and put up one that was metric. Now, I understand you couldn't get the government to work that quickly, but I suppose if I chopped off a few heads early in the morning that I might be able to get something to happen by 5 p.m., right? I might need a week as king to get this done, but I would just shove this down the throat of America, because, I mean, sometimes in life, somebody's got to make the hard choices, the better choices, and this is one of them. The metric system is so superior to what we have, and, you know, I mean, please, call in at 855-450-FREE or lrn.fm and tell me why. If you believe in the free market so thoroughly, tell me why. The free market hasn't worked its way, or the market, I should say, because there's no such thing as a free market currently. Why hasn't the market worked its way around the government and its antiquated measuring systems? The government actually tried to bring the metric system on. We could all agree that it's better, I think. I suppose you could call in and disagree that it's better at 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733.
But are you just posing questions? Do you think you might have an answer?
I have no answer. I have
I don't
know
either, actually. You kind of stumped me.
No,
like,
idea.
I was just sitting there pondering. I'm like, wow, that's a really fair point.
People don't like change is the reason that I would say. But even with my son, I don't want to teach him this old crappy system. But what am I going to teach him? Metrics? So that he can't work with anybody else? Oh, yes, that's a kilogram. Nobody has any idea what he's talking about. Yeah, they got to do the math 2.2 times.
Okay. Well, you sure got to debate that this is a better system because inch, I mean, you can just look at your finger and then the foot, you just look at your foot. It's
foot
just common sense.
A man's foot, there's no doubt about it. But 12 inches in a foot, I mean,
12 inches, you got the inches, you count the fingers, and that makes the foot.
Yeah. You know, 12 is a pretty good number when you're using it for measurements. I mean, it's good. It's divisible by 3, divisible by 4, divisible by 2. Whereas 10, not quite as divisible. I understand why 12s were popular at one point, but they just aren't as easy to count by. And I just don't understand why this system still exists. I would love somebody to tell me why the marketplace hasn't replaced. I mean, because it's on every can of soda. Look, you've got a can of soda right in front of you, Johnson.
Sure.
How many milliliters is that can of Dr. Pepper?
355.
355, or 12 ounces.
12 fluid ounces.
So they've got, and the fluid ounces versus 12 weight ounces. So, you know, there's that a confusion, too, because a fluid ounce isn't the same as a weight ounce, and I think it's water is the one thing that they weigh the same on. But this is confusing systems. How many teaspoons in that ounce? How many ounces in a teaspoon? Oh, God. killing me. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. I hate that system. Imperial system. 855 450 free.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And you can use 855-450-FREE, or you can use LRN.FM, to call us on Skype. Usually it sounds a bit better if you do that, so that's certainly an option. LRN.fm. If you, now, obviously, if you're going to be on the Internet, you need to protect yourself. Your Internet service provider is likely saving all of your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, and governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the Internet. ProXPN can solve all of that. Simply download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Androids, or Linux. Android or Linux. And no more prying and spying. One account works for all your devices. There's no need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50. And you'll get 50% off of an annual account. It's basically, that's $5 a month. So with FTL50, you get a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. So it's not like the first year or something like that. This is forever and ever, as long as you use coupon code FTL50. So you don't want to not use it. And Free Talk Live gets credit for it, so please do that. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, so you can look like you're coming from the Netherlands or Singapore or Dallas or wherever you want to be from. And it helps you get past regionally blocked websites, privately torrent. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL, FTL50. Let's go to Rob in Michigan calling to hopefully solve my problems with the Imperial system. Hey, Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Rob. Ralph.
All right. Ralph.
Okay, anyways, listen, I'm sitting here kind of laughing because I'm listening to you today, and I've listened to you before, of course, I called in another time, but anyways, you talk about freedom and liberties and so forth like that, and then you go on a fun the metric system saying that if you were king for a day, you'd chop a couple of heads off.
You better believe it.
I mean, come on, don't be hypocritical.
Mark is a hypocrite. That's his defining factor on Free Talk Live is that he's a minarchist.
Well, you know what? Too bad. You know what? He said he'd get things to happen. Yeah, you know what he'd get to happen? He'd get me to happen on him. I'd open a can of you-know-what on him. But anyway,
if I'm chopping off heads in Washington, D.C., Ralph, you're not going to do anything about it in Michigan. I mean, the fact is, your government's killing people around the world, and you haven't done crap about it.
Excuse me, I have done crap about
what?
It, and I'm doing crap about it every day. Every day I go out. Matter of fact, you know what? I can't even walk down the street of this small town I live in because people walk to the other side to avoid me.
Oh, you sound like me then.
Well, anyways, the point is, you know, here's the thing. You know, you can teach both systems, and, you know, as us old farts die off, then you can convert it completely over to the metric system. But here's the thing.
But, Ralph, outside, they did that to me in school.
Whoa. When I'm outside working in the farm here,
yep.
Okay, when I need to measure something off and I don't have a tape measure or anything with me,
yep.
You know what I use to mark it off? My feet. You know why? 12 inches. Well, actually, they're 13 inches. But, you know, I can go roughly by that.
Yeah, you can get close.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you know, if I'm going by the metric system, now it's 10 inches. You know, and I'm like, oh, crap, now we got some division to do and everything else, you know? I mean, I have to carry pen and paper with me. Where now I can, you know, I can go out and kind of mark it off.
Couldn't you just use your feet and say it's 3 decimeters? I mean, it's about that, too.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Not good enough?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to rebut this part, though, Ralph. They taught me the metric system in school back in the 80s. I was in school starting in 1976 in kindergarten through 1989. And I learned the metric system. I understand it. And I don't use it. I barely even remember it because it doesn't get – you got to use something for it to be a value.
Well, see, I do use the metric system.
What for?
You know, and I like both of them, you know. But the thing is, like I said, you know, hey, when all of us older people die off, you know what, then switch it over completely, no problem. But you know what, this is a country of freedom, and that's what I like about it.
This
you
is
know what?
Not
just
a country
like
of freedom.
Show. Wait a minute. Just like this show, I have the right to speak my mind.
You do.
You have a right to rebut it. But the point is we still both have rights as long as we don't take and infringe on each other's rights. And see, that's where a lot of people go wrong. I listen to a lot of your callers, and I just want to smack them up alongside the head. Not physically, but you know that. You know, it's like God.
Rhetorical
me, you know?
Smack.
Yeah. you know, sometimes I'm the kind of guy got hit in the head with a 2x4 to get my attention.
The rhetorical 2x4.
I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. I'll listen. But the point is, you know, you got all these people wanting freedom and this and that. And how many people, and they, you know, how many times I've heard people say, we need to write our senator. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what the hell have we been doing for the last 40 years? You know, I mean, I can go all the way back to Nixon. Okay, and well, a little bit further, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But anyways, the point is you know how many times people wrote in this? Nothing changes. These people,
nope.
The definition of politician is a liar. I mean, they tell you one thing and they do the other. It's just that simple. Once in a
yeah,
while,
I like liars and thieves. Because,
well,
I mean, basically,
know,
it's the same thing.
With you.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. A liar and thief is up front with you. If he says he's going to steal from me, he's going to steal from you. That's all there is to it.
Which thief
does
that?
Saying? You're up front with you.
Nah. I mean, lying is synonymous with thievery, and thievery is synonymous with lying. I mean, it's basically all the same. I have never met the upfront thief. And having spent some time in prison, I suspect I've probably met a few more professional ones than most. So, I don't know. I think that, you know, private market thieves are no better than public sector thieves.
Well, they all need to get a good boot name, you know what. But the point is, you know, I really like listening to you guys, but, you know, come on. Don't get hypocritical on me here, because it drives me nuts. I'm trying to get work done here. And I'm
We're disturbing Ralph. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Hey, look. First off, I only said if I was king, and I only suggested that I would do it to the king's men, right? Like, these are government workers. The intention of getting government workers to pull down government signs by the end of the day. Because I consider government workers to be, well, shiftless, lazy, inefficient, those kind of things. Certainly not every single one of them, but if you can imagine what it would take, the Herculean task of trying to get the United States switched over to the metric system in one day, there's really only one way to do that, and it's probably chopping heads off.
Mm.
And worst case scenario, you probably chop the heads off some higher level bureaucrats anyway, and who cares?
The question is if the these government workers were to continue eating donuts, how many stone would they gain?
Why don't we use that weight any longer? No, obviously, I'm never going to be king for a day, and you know, no one in their right mind would make me king for a day. But I'd also like to talk about some other things I do. You know what makes me so angry?
You're just continuing the line of hypocritical nonsense, aren't you?
We're from Sarasota, Florida. Just south of Sarasota, Florida is a place called Venice. Not Venice, Italy. Venice, Florida. There's also a Venice, California. Why in the world? What makes these places think they can call themselves the same thing as Italy? There's all kinds of great names in the world. Come up with a new name. What is Sarasota? I have no clue. They just kind of made a word up.
Sarasota.
Keen. I would assume it's somebody's last name.
Sarasota's probably actually an original name because it's based off of something Indian.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fate. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in here and participate in our conversation about imperial measurements or the metric system or, you know, towns being named the same thing. That just burns me.
I'd love to talk about that when we get a moment to talk about a little bit about the name of, because you said Sarasota, you know, you're talking about names. Let's touch upon how they formed that name.
Okay. Well, if you want to get some gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some great pieces over there, coins and rounds, whatever it is that you need, got at great prices. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Now's a good time to get into precious metals because prices are low. gold.freetalklive.com. And we've got a toll-free number for you there, or I can give it to you here, 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
You know who really wanted some gold?
Spanish conquistadors.
Who were settling Florida. And they are who named...
I don't think there's any gold in Florida.
They are who... That's true, but they thought that there was, for sure.
We're willing to kill people over it.
And they are who named Sarasota. Zarazote. Apparently, it was the Spanish name originally on maps dating back to the 1840s.
Zarazote isn't a Spanish name.
Zarazote. Yes, it is. Sure,
okay.
It is.
What's it mean?
It means, apparently, it's associated with the area from the beginning of European contracts. It may be named for a word in the indigenous Calusa language,
okay,
whose meaning may be point of rocks or place of the dance.
All right, so if it's in Calusa, fine.
Well, it goes in and say, some people believe a fanciful story created for a popular early 20th century pageant held in Sarasota that it was named after the daughter of a famous explorer, Hernando de Soto's daughter, Sarah, according to the Florida League of Cities, FLC. The name first appeared in print as Zarazote on a 1763 land grant map.
Got it. So, there you go. That's kind of interesting.
So that's, you know, how these people are stealing
their name. I know we're on in Sarasota, but...
They're stealing their, you know, so at least Sarasota is a somewhat unique name, even though it's still stolen.
Well, I don't know that it's stolen. It's evolved.
Sure.
And I don't think there is, that I know of, another Sarasota in the world. I also don't think there's another Bradenton.
Right.
But, I mean, so this is all I'm asking for from our city fathers around the world is, hey, when you name your city something, can't you do something besides name it after city? You got a wife, name it after her. You got a daughter or a son. You've got your dad. I mean, you know, your favorite dog.
So who gets to keep Keene?
There's a lot of Keens.
There they are.
Yeah.
It's like Keene, New York, Keene, Texas, Keene, New Hampshire, Keene, California. Like, there's like so many Keens.
Well, as an arbiter, if I was to rule the world, I would be the arbiter of who got to keep the name and who didn't. I would base it mostly on lineage and size of the town. So, for instance, I've been shown the dilemma of Boston. Boston, Massachusetts is named after a place in England called Boston. Had you ever heard of it before?
Nope.
Yep, there you go. Well, I think that I would be prepared to rob the original Boston of its Bostonian title in order to give it to the bigger Boston, simply because I feel like, well, you know, this one just more people call this place Boston. But every place else that calls itself Boston, you know, then they're out of luck. The Boston in England, maybe I'd give them some kind of money out of the Royal Treasury to make them feel better or something. Everybody gets a dollar. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, Venice, Italy, that's a pretty clear one, right? Venice, Florida, Venice, California, and Venice, sure. God knows where else. They're going to have to figure it out on their own.
Well, Venice, California, Milan, I feel like Venice, California isn't actually Venice, California. It's Venice Beach, California.
Yeah, there's, I think you might be sliding in under the wire.
I think maybe we should change it so it's like Venice Biatch. You know, something like that. Just change
that's
it
right.
A little bit.
Anything that says Biatch. Because that would be funny as it could possibly be. Going back to daylight savings time, rather than my ramblings. The daylight savings time, we're reading here from the National Bureau of Economic Research, is the daylight savings time's been, you know, purported as an energy-saving system. But apparently, starting here, focusing on residential electricity demand, we conduct the first-ever study that uses microdata on households to estimate the overall daylight savings time effect. This is from Indiana. Indiana recently switched from not using daylight savings time to using daylight savings time. So we can see the difference of households in southern Indiana for 3 years. Our main finding is that contrary to the policy's intent, daylight savings time increases residential electricity demand. Estimates of the overall increase are approximately 1%, but we find that the effect is not constant throughout the daylight savings time period. Daylight savings time causes the greatest increase in electricity consumption in the fall, when the estimates range from 2% and 4%. These findings are consistent with simulation results that point to a trade-off between reducing demand for lighting and increasing demand for heating and cooling.
Right.
We estimate a cost of increasing electricity bills in Indiana to households of $9 million per year. We also estimate social costs of increasing pollution emissions.
Why would daylight savings time increase the demand for heating and cooling?
Because people get up earlier. When you're asleep in your bed,
right,
it's okay for the heat to be at 62,
right, okay,
because you're under covers. But when you get up, you're like, oh, man, it's cold. Somebody turn on the heat.
Right.
And you have to have it at 68 or 70,
right,
or for the real wusses out there, 73. Yeah, I mean, so this would be an argument for daylight savings time in the south, by the way, but not in the north. But I just feel like businesses can change their hours if that's what they want to do. There was a sign posted. I saw a little sheet of paper on that was posted on Facebook of Home Depot changing its hours for the summer or whatever. And why can't they? Why can't businesses just change their hours? I make appointments with people based on when I say I'm going to call. I'll call you at 11 a.m. or you call me at 11 a.m. That kind of thing. Sure, if you have a business, that people might have to remember summer hours, but if lots of retail businesses just do summer hours, then it wouldn't be that unusual. Why do we have to do this whole clock-changing thing? People have heart attacks. Daylight savings time kills because people aren't used to it. A certain amount of the population drops off dead as a result of daylight savings time. I think kids are already sent to school too early in the morning in many cases.
It's ridiculous. That is another thing about government school that I think should be changed immediately. It's like one of those things where it's like kids should not have to be getting up that early in the morning. And it really only has to do with because the schools are being used as a daycare center and parents need to get to work.
It's not just that. It's because the buses. They want to use the same buses for the high schoolers that they use for the middle schoolers and for the elementary school kids.
Sure.
So the elementary school kids go to school after the middle schoolers who go after the high schoolers. So we have to get the high schoolers in school by 7:30 so we can do the middle schoolers by 8:30.
Wow. So this just brings a thought to my head. So if we get everyone having self-driving cars, that could be something that could be changed very easily.
How's that?
Because every kid is just pressing a button. It's just a car that's not in use comes and picks them up individually.
Wouldn't the cars be busy? Here's what I'm thinking is that what you're talking about is a world where we have self-driving cars. Likely at that point, people don't even own cars anymore.
Right.
You'll just have essentially taxi cabs that you use to get to one place to another.
Like Uber, kind of, or something like that, where you just press a button and one of these self-driving cars, that's nearest by, gets a signal and comes and picks you up and takes you to your location. Or you want to deliver a package, same thing. You just put it in the car, send your thing, the destination, and it goes and...
But won't the roads, won't all the cars be occupied at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whenever people
all
are trying
cars?
To get to work?
No, of course not.
Well, then won't
there should be, the there cars should be a surplus of cars.
Won't the cars just be, there'll be a whole surplus of cars during the, during the midday when people aren't driving around?
Right. So it would make natural sense for them to back the school time up to be in the midday where there's tons of cars.
Yeah, I think that what it would probably do is put pressure on certain businesses and organizations to start and end at different times.
Sure.
School already ends early.
I don't think that pressure is even necessary. I think businesses would do that naturally.
855, 450, free.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market, and did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Go get archives for free going back a very long time. Years at archives.freetalklive.com. They're free. Archives.freetalklive.com.
So Twitter has some news today that's kind of interesting. Twitter has gone about banning users from posting revenge porn and revealing information about people as it tries to crack down on abuse on its platform. CEO Dick Sesto.
Revenge porn is when you've got naked pictures of an ex.
Or video,
and you decide to share that with people in
as
order
revenge.
To, yeah, just because you're a jerk,
right.
Essentially.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I suppose you'd have to be pretty angry, right, to do such a thing.
I don't know. There's probably some guys who are just complete losers who aren't necessarily that angry. They're just like, meh, I'm going to share it with my buddies, right?
Mm.
Post on the internet. No one knows nothing will happen. Yeah, sure is. So CEO Dick Costello admitted last month that the microblogging site still sucks at dealing with abuse and trolls. And since then, it has rolled out new tools to combat harassment and other problems. The latest tools explicitly ban users from posting personal information and intimate videos and photos of anyone else. Doxing involves posting information, documents, abbreviated to docs, about users that want to be anonymous. If users violate that ban, their accounts will be locked unless they delete the information. If users break the rule repeatedly, their account will be suspended.
So, giving information out on other people?
Yeah.
This can be very valuable at times.
Sure can. And that's where I think this is dangerous. The article goes on to say, but the site is likely to run into the problem of the ease with which users can create new accounts on the platform, a problem which it has run into in its attempts to shut down the profiles of ISIS extremists as well as Twitter trolls.
Well, I'd say that so the internet is going to be very difficult to make more free.
Mm-hmm.
Make less free, especially Twitter and things like this. I mean, it's just people want to have more freedom. And if you don't want to be doxxed and you don't want to have revenge porn put on the internet,
right.
I suggest A, not taking pictures of yourself naked, and B, trying to keep your information as best you can off of the internet. It's hard.
That's next to impossible to do.
Well, then stop being a jerk.
Yeah.
Most of the people that I see that get doxxed, I'm certainly not every one of them, but most of them I see deserve it.
Right.
You're like, oh, well, man, I don't care.
Yeah. It's like when you're being a jerk, you know, and somebody's going to reveal stuff about you. You know, it's like you go around attacking people, you're going to get attacked back. So it says the site could reduce the ease with which users can make new accounts with using tools like Internet Protocol Address Blocking, IP blocking. But the site's anonymity and ease of use has also made it popular with political activists and other people who need to stay out of sight. The decision comes soon after Reddit banned revenge porn last month. Last month, the site reversed its policy on posting nude photos and videos after a high-profile leak of sexual images, including those of Jennifer Lawrence. Which, you know, we all remember that.
I did not look at any of those pictures. I just didn't see any particular reason to go out hunting them down.
Sure.
I know, you know, this is important to some people, not important to me. But, and I felt bad for the gal. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want that to happen to me.
There were lots and lots of celebrities that were kind of exposed in that.
I get it. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't particularly want that to happen to me. But, you know, I guess... As a man, you just don't care as much about your nakedness as women tend to care about it.
Right.
You know, they're taught their whole lives that they've got something very, very special to keep hidden. And you've got to protect it, girls. You know, so, you know, guys are taught, at least, they're not taught that.
Right.
And I think that they're much more likely. They seem to have a larger propensity for wanting to give it away, as
this,
it were.
This doxing thing, though, it really does concern me, because a lot of the times the doxing has occurred is it's to help, you know, like, it's to help the authorities find a criminal, you know, like a sexual predator or something. It's like, here's the documentation that we found. Or somebody who's, like, you know, scamming the media. Or it's a lot of times when doxing happens, it's happening because some very bad people are doing bad things, and they're getting exposed, and they need to be exposed.
Yeah, some people abuse doxing. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
Many times when I've seen doxing done, you're like, thank goodness somebody did this. Because
right.
What it does is it causes a person who's emboldened by anonymity
right.
to run back in the shadows and, you know, just to disappear.
Right.
Because... you know, this is how trolls work. They're, you know, sadly, this is how some people want to behave on the internet, which is badly, very badly, and that once it's revealed who they are, they're better about it.
Right.
Now, obviously, you can go on Facebook where people have their names right there, and they'll still act like jerks.
Yeah.
You know, Google has basically made it so that you know, the worst of the trolls seem to live on YouTube, right?
Right.
And those people have their names out there.
I suspect the other thing that's going to happen with this is that what's going to happen is that people will be doxxed off of Twitter. They'll be anonymously, and people somehow link to another website or something like that that has their documents. You know, like they'll say, like, okay, here's this information about this person,
yeah.
And they just won't post it directly on Twitter.
Sure, they'll just post it to a blog.
You know, they say this Twitter username, which now is extremely Googleable, you know, or searchable or whatever, that you can find that this Twitter username, and here's all that person's information.
Yep. So, you know, even if you just have a link.
And that way, you don't even have to have the link. You just have to say, this person has been doxxed.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all you would need to say. And then can they block you for saying that?
No, I don't think they could.
Because if you say this person's been doxxed, then all anybody would have to do is, like, Google that username and know that person, like, it's like, okay.
Twitter has to know they can't control this.
Right.
They have to know that. Revenge porn, pretty nasty practice,
right.
And I can see why you would want to. They would want to, you know, ban somebody's account for that kind of thing. But doxing, I don't see that as nearly the biggest problem. And I've been doxed before on the internet.
Sure.
I mean, there's an organization called Stop Free Keen, which seems for whatever reason go after me whenever they get an opportunity. I'm not even a part of Free Keen.
I got the Stop Free Keen started targeting me because I actually doxed one of their leaders, one of their founders, because you know, one of the founder's spouses stole $10,000 from the bank.
Yeah.
You know.
So, you know, all the pejoratives they use to describe people in Free Keen, many of these people really aren't that great either. So, anyway, it's I think doxing is valuable, and I've been doxed. It hasn't resulted in anything particularly terrible for me because I don't really care ultimately, if people want to find out what my real name is, It's not Mark Edge. It's Mark Edgington. If people want to go and try to figure out where I live or things like that, they can probably get that done. And there's not much I can do about it. I mean, am I just not going to go on the radio and speak my mind? Am I going to huddle in fear? Am I going to move every year for the with the desire to sort of hide my location, my identity? You know, talk show hosts have been killed in this country for their opinions. There's no doubt about it, but you can't live in fear.
Right.
So somebody getting doxxed on Twitter is, I mean, I don't know how many cases there are of somebody getting killed over it, but probably not very many. So I guess cry me a river. Big deal. You know, I mean, if you don't want to get doxxed, don't go out. Don't put yourself out there. They're not doxxing ordinary people that aren't doing anything.
Right. Yeah, it's normally, I mean, again, like I said, the only time I've seen doxxing happen, for the most part, is because someone is, like, you know, killing cats, or, you know, they're doing things that are just generally bad, awful, nasty things, you know, like, again, sexual predators, you know, just things like that. I mean, I can see that there are times where it's like, okay, this person should be left alone, but
when they put a video up of them torturing a cat, I've seen these.
Sure.
I feel no pity for that person getting doxxed.
Well, let me bring this up, because I did just bring up the sexual predator example. So, like, let's say someone is on the sexual predator list, and they are on the predator list because they, you know, urinate in public.
Okay.
You know, they're on for a bad reason, or yep, because they were 18 and had a 17-year-old girlfriend, you know, at one point, or something like that. But then they're on the list, and then no one can tell what they are. They move to a new area,
yep,
right? And someone sees that they're on a list, on one of these registries or whatever, doesn't know the reason why, because that's not published along with the registry, and doxes them.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that could be an example of the type of thing that happens and is probably happening.
Ultimately,
a problem.
If somebody commits some kind of, you know, sexual deviant act or whatever and gets a charge from it 10 or 15 years ago, they're still on the sexual predator list.
Right.
Why would you want to go after a person who's lived a relatively clean life after?
Because there are crazies that want to, you know, like, there are lots
right
of crazies out
just
there.
Just a bunch of nuts that are
right
worried about these
right
things.
But so that's why I'm just using that as an example of, okay, maybe I can see that, you know, maybe I can see that there are certain situations where doxing is a bad thing. I don't know. Maybe we'll get more opinions, maybe more people call in tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, you can catch us at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at freetalklive.com, your local station.
Maybe they'll post to our Facebook page and they'll dox all of us.
You can find that at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Johnson.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs? Without a radio signal or internet, just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.